going yet.
That was quick, wasn't it? Had you just been outside, Thomas?
Yes.
And the man wasn't there then, was he?
No.
I wonder which way he came from today. I didn't even hear the lorry coming.
No.
He's waving. The man's waving at you, look. Can you wave? Can you see him? There you are. Two men waving at you today. The man who brought the clean bin bags round for next week and the man who loaded up the dirty rubbish. They both turned round and waved. And there's Sue's rubbish going in the bin.
Rebagging.
How many men are putting rubbish in today?
There's two.
No, there's how many?
Lots.
Lots. There's one, two,
three.
Three men. And I can see another man walking in the opposite direction. That's the driver got into his cab. Right, that's... Yellow trousers walking. Oh, I don't think he is a dustbin man. I think he's got the same colour trousers. Or perhaps he has. He does look like a dustbin man. He's got green yellow trousers like the dustbin man, but he looks like he's putting something through people's letter boxes. Well, we'll see in a minute, because he's bound to put something in ours, isn't he? Right.
What a dustbin man.
Yeah. And there's Stephen. He must be going to collect Liam from school, I think.
Was Steve walking?
Oh. That was a surprise. Hello, Birdie.
Jumping in my juice.
I think, yes, Birdie jumped over your juice to get into the window, didn't she?
Sorry, Birds. I'm not mean. She jumped over your window.
Oh, she's come to watch the dustbin man. She's missing it, gone, haven't they?
Sorry, Birdie. Just finished going round the garden. So I missed them now.
That's right, they've just been men have gone round the corner. You missed them now, Birdie.
Next time she'll see them, Birdie.
Next time she'll see them, will she? Yeah, next Monday, next week.
Yeah, next Monday, get it, Birdie.
Next Monday. Mummy's got to go to work next Monday, Thomas, so either Nana or Grandad will be here, or Daddy. Somebody will be here to look after you.
I'm all going for that man.
Oh, it's nice.
Puddy's hot.
She is hot because the sun's shining on her. It's been an awful morning, raining and windy. And suddenly the sun's come out. Can you see the clouds in the sky, Thomas? Just look at those big clouds. Watch them blow past. Can you see them?
Stand up again.
And stand up again, Josh.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
There we are.
I just heard a dustbin man
coming. Yes, I can still hear them. Look at the clouds. Can you see them blowing?
Which way are they going?
Which way are they going? They're going that way. They're going towards the left. Look at this big one coming up now.
More like a crocodile.
Is it like a crocodile?
Yes, it's eating Birdie.
Oh, it better not eat Birdie. Yes. But you can often see shapes in the clouds if you look, can't you? Mm. That one looks like a duck to me because it's got a look. Quack, quack. Can you see? Looks like a beak.
More like a crocodile.
You think it's like a crocodile, do you?
Look at the tail. Like Birdie had.
It does look a bit like Birdie's tail. Nice and fluffy, that's right. Looks like cotton wool, doesn't it, in the sky?
Or like lotion, yeah?
More like lotion? No, it doesn't, no.
Yeah.
No, cotton
wool. Or like powder.
Or like what?
Like salt.
Like salt?
Yeah.
Did you say pepper?
Pepper, yeah.
Salt and pepper? Does it look anything like salt and pepper? Yeah. Listen, Billy. Right, Thomas Henry. We've got to go now. Do you know where we've got to go? Do you know where we're going?
No, I don't need to go.
You don't need to go. We've got to go into Didsbury. Because we've got to buy Daddy a Valentine's card, because it's Valentine's Day today.
Dum-de-dum.
And I don't know what we're going to buy him for a present, because he's on a diet and he's not eating chocolate or drinking anything. Perhaps we'll buy him some nice aftershave, shall we?
Buy some chocolates for him.
No, but he's on a diet. We normally would get him chocolates, but he can't have chocolates this year. We'll either buy him some cufflinks or some aftershave. What do you think?
Chocolate sweets.
And chocolate sweets. Well, if I find a nice little red heart chocolate, I shall buy it for you because you're my sweetheart, aren't you?
I'm to buy so much chocolate now.
Oh, suddenly you want to go to Didsbury, don't you?
No.
Oh, I just thought you'd perked up then when you thought there was something in it for you.
My big friend is nice there. I'm a fireman.
You're a fireman, are you?
And you're not a fireman. You're not.
What am I?
No, stay back. You're a lady.
I'm a lady, am I?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm a fire engine.
Am I? Look.
What a lady.
Look at this.
Yes. Yeah.
What's this?
I want to jump out of my fire engine.
You want to jump out of your fire engine?
Yeah.
I was going to show you this.
Yes.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
It's a Valentine's card. Hmm. And that's from Daddy to Mummy.
I'm going to hold it.
Okay, hold it gently.
But it's a fire engine.
Can you see the red heart on the cover, on the front?
Yeah.
Where's the heart?
There.
That's heart and that says love. L-O-V-E. Love. And what did Daddy buy Mummy?
A ring.
A new ring?
Yeah,
no, he bought me a ring at Christmas. That's upstairs in the bathroom. He bought me a box to put rings in, didn't he? A nice jewellery box.
Hello, Prince.
Shall we show Purdy the jewellery box?
Okay. Does
the box
upstairs?
The box, I think it's here, look. Look at this, it's a nice leather box.
It's a big box.
He's bringing a big box to show Purdy, isn't she?
So jump up on the lobby.
You need to open it.
Yes. It's a prize.
It's a surprise, is it?
It's a prize, Purdy.
That's it. Open the lid.
Here you are, Purdy. This is nice.
Is it nice? This is nice.
Something in there. Something in there.
Yes.
It's a piece of paper, isn't it?
It's something that they put in things like bags and boxes and shoes. Just so that they stay nice and fresh. Look, there's a little tray there for a ring. Can you see? You sort your rings in there.
What's it about?
And all sorts, well, there's no jewellery in it at the moment, in all sorts of different compartments. Look. And this is called a jewellery roll. When you go on holiday, when you can put rings and earrings and some necklaces in there. Doesn't it feel nice and soft?
This is a host pipe. It's a fire engine's host pipe.
It's a fire engine's host pipe, is it? Look, there's even a mirror.
He's my fire engine's.
Look, it's all these different compartments. You can put earrings in there.
No. It's my fire engine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you mustn't take it away, Thomas. No.
The bottom is my fire engine.
And you can put necklaces and bracelets. And look, can you see yourself in the mirror?
I like these boxes. I somebody.
Right, well, shall we put them back now, one at a time? Right.
60. ding.
Right, that one goes in the middle, there. Just lower down, a little bit lower down, that's it. That one goes at the bottom.
Okay.
Like that. Gently, Tom, gently, gently. Right, and that tray goes at the top. I thought it was black, but I think it's actually navy blue. It's very dark navy blue, isn't it?
I'm going to open it for you, Bert.
I'm not quite sure what this is, Thomas. What do you think that is?
A lilac.
A lilac? It's like a little secret tray, isn't it? Because I thought it was the bottom, but it's not. Look, we could put some.
No, they're going to be pretty.
You're going to show pretty, are you?
Hello, birds. Not something. But you are new. Hello? I like all videos, Birdie.
What are you telling Purdy you like?
My ears, Purdy.
Oh, my ears, Purdy.
That's so funny. It goes to me, Purdy. Sit on. Okay? Purdy, sit something. Hello?
Oh, that's nice. You're using it to stroke Purdy with, aren't you?
Yes.
Right, should we pop it back in the box?
What's our box?
And look, there's even a key with a little tassel on it, Thomas. Can you see that? I'll do with some scissors to cut it. Oh, there we are, we've managed without.
I'll put some in that jug.
Oh, darling, be careful.
Sorry.
Right, shall we close it up and lock it with a key? Right, so shut the lid. That's it.
No.
There you are. Shall we lock it? Pop the key in here.
Open. Exploring. Finding a crocodile in Purdy's hair.
Oh no, don't poke Purdy with the key. That's not nice. Right.
But then.
No, it goes in the lock. There, look. Can you see? That's it. Gently that way. Does it fit in there?
No.
Steady. Try it again. We'll turn the key upside down and try the other way, shall we?
Oh, mommy. I pushed me.
Oh, worked out why we can't do it. There's a piece of paper look over the lock. Can you see? That's better. That must be so it doesn't get damaged. It's a little piece of clear plastic.
On your head.
There, now the lock. Ah, look, the key goes in easily now. Can't unlock it.
I'll open it.
No, it won't open now. We'll put the key back in. And you turn the key round.
Can you see it not me? Sticks.
It's sticking, isn't it? There we are.
Oh!
It's open now. That's lovely.
There's a stick on it.
That's lovely, isn't it?
That was that key.
There we are.
Stick.
I don't think we need to stick it on now. Do you?
I think it's stick on here.
I think we'll unlock it. And we'll pop the key just inside there for now, and then we know where it is. I think that's a lovely present, and I still can't work out whether it's black or blue.
Just open it! Open it first!
You want to open it? What would you like to put inside?
Yes.
Well, they really could do with going in the bin, Thomas, don't you think?
No. I want to be Fern and Sam.
You want to be Fern and Sam?
Yes.
Okay.
Help!
Have I got to say help? Help. Hello, Farm and Sam.
Hey, Sam's a fireman.
Well, Farm and Sam, are you?
Yeah. Jump over my gate.
Jumping over your gate. You're normally a dustbin man when you've seen the dustbin man on Monday.
Yeah.
You're a fireman today, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, have you come to rescue me, darling? Oh, you're lovely. Shall we have a drink and then we better go to this before the shop's closed? Yes? Okay. We'll talk a little more later on. How's that?
I want to talk now.
You want to talk now?
Yeah, because it's a fireman.
You're telling Purdy you're a fireman?
Leave Purdy's tail.
No, don't leave Purdy's tail. No, sometimes firemen have to rescue pussycats from trees, don't they?
A ladder. Climb up.
That's right, climbing up a ladder. Oh, Purdy's going now.
Purdy's going down the ladder.
She's going down the ladder. I wonder where she's going to.
Looking in the kitchen for Wendy's hat.
She's looking in the kitchen for what?
Wendy's hat.
Wendy's hat?
Yeah.
What do you mean by Wendy's hat?
That's Wendy's hat there.
Ah, I see. It's the two yellow helmets. Well, you're using it as a fireman's helmet, but really they're construction site helmets, aren't they, for Bob the Builder and Wendy. Okay.
I'm just thinking.
I'm dustbin man.
I'm not a fireman. I'm dustbin
man. Are you? You're not a fireman. You're a dustbin man. I thought you would be.
Eating our rubbish.
Yes, the dustbin man had a hat on today, but his was a woolly hat. It wasn't a yellow helmet, was it? Right. Okay.
It's a Hello!
You singing?
Find Thomas's face.
Find Thomas's face? Where is Thomas's face?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Have you hidden beneath that towel? Oh, there he is. Hello, sweetheart. Are you alright?
Yeah.
Are you hiding?
Yeah.
Hiding from Mummy?
Yeah.
Why are you hiding?
I don't have no cold.
Pardon?
Not cold. I'm not pulled out here in this book.
Have you not? You're calling me Aunt Mabel, are you? Well, we're going to change you fairly soon, aren't we?
Yeah, not now.
Not now, all right. Would you like an apple?
No, thanks.
You sure?
Sure.
What about a strawberry?
No. Yeah.
You'd like a strawberry?
I need a jumper truck for smarties.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so, somehow.
Yeah.
But you like a strawberry?
I'm going to need a double truck and a big digger. Clear up the smarties. I need a smartie dig. And now I'm falling clear like a snow.
You can have a few smarties and that's all.
Yeah. I need locks.
No.
Yeah.
You either have a few or none at all.
What am I going to do?
What are you going to do? Well, if I were you, I'd accept just a few. And then you get some, don't you? Oh, yeah, the rest of the strawberries are for tea, Tom, so... Just a little bit there. There you are, how's that? Would you like a dumper truck with some smarties in?
Yes, like. That's all it is. This is a street lamp. This is a street lamp, Mummy. This is a tunnel.
Oh, I see.
It's a train room and a dungeon and two doggy poo and cat poo.
Thomas, don't be dick.
Stop it.
And you want to talk like that so you don't get your smarties.
And this is train by light. First, make sure the goals are like in the balls actually.
What's more like chocolate balls?
These.
The strawberries?
Yeah.
Right. And here you are, a few smarties. And don't ask for any more because you're not getting any more.
Any more later?
No.
I'm just saying it, any more later.
Well, you can say it any more later, but you're not getting any more later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my jumper truck is over here.
Mummy's got a little bit of ironing to do, so should I do that while I'm talking to you?
No, I don't need that.
Well, I can't sit there, darling. If you're minding, I can stand there. That's where I was going to stand.
No. We got some pictures.
You're not really chatting now.
Silly camera.
If I put the board down, that's not in your way, is it? I'm a bit stuck now because Daddy's been swapping all the extension leads around. And the one that Mummy uses for her eyelid, I think is somewhere else now. Oh dear, dear Thomas.
Oh, sorry, Dad. I don't mean to. It's because they can't get in lots of mosses on this regular living of people.
Look at this. What's this?
I don't know.
This is a brand new extension. Never had it in a little box.
Here, Mama, we're doing what I wanted for you.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. A nice blue smarty. Look at this. This is smart, isn't it? Use these, Thomas. We're trying to plug something in. This lead on the iron is too short to go in that plug and me to stand here. So we use this. It's an extension lead.
I'm sorry, Adrian, I have this trophy. I've been trophy. That's my favourite.
What's your favourite? The blue one?
Yeah, it's the coffee one.
The coffee one? Do you think it tastes like coffee? Mm. Look, I'm plugging the iron into that. Let's hope it works. Yes, the light's lit up. Oh, that's good, isn't it? Mm.
Thank you.
Don't normally bother ironing your socks.
Ironing my socks?
No, don't usually bother ironing your socks, but they've got so crumpled up. Been drying on the radiator and they've been screwed up. So I'll just give them a quick press with that. You've got lots of socks, haven't you?
Please.
You need to eat those, the smartest.
No strawberries.
Oh, the strawberries. Are the strawberries nice? Mm. Oh, well, that's your little Valentine's strawberry. Yeah, shall we light a special candle? That's a Valentine's Day candle, isn't it? Mm. We'll do that just while the iron's heating.
You need to do it.
Oh, you can't. No, I'm not blowing it out yet. We've just lit it. We can't let you strike the match. There. How's that?
That's the match.
This is a match. That's the candle.
It smells like a slippy worm.
It smells like what?
Slippy worm.
What worm?
Cheeky worm.
A cheeky worm? Yeah. Well, it's supposed to have a nice smell, Thomas. I don't think the smell's had a chance to get out yet. But it smells nice.
Smells like dirty, yeah!
It smells like dirty. Oh, I don't think it does. Ah. The iron sounds a bit like a snake, doesn't it? What's it saying? What's the iron saying? It's a steam iron. Like the steam train, it's a steam iron.
It's a train.
Sounds like a steam train. Anything with steam makes a noise, doesn't it?
It's a train. What's the letters in it?
Oh, I see. You're pretending you're smart. There's letters in the back of the train, are you?
It's a mail train.
It's a mail train? And where's it going to, Thomas?
Mummy's house.
Mummy's house?
It's going the wrong way.
Oh, that's lovely. Are there lots of Valentine's cards inside the train?
Yeah.
Going to Mummy's house?
Yeah.
Are they all for Mummy?
Yeah.
Oh, how lovely. Daddy's going to be a little bit cross, isn't he?
Yeah. And this one.
Oh, thank you. You're handing all these Smarties away. Are you sure?
I'll eat it.
Can I eat it? Yeah. Are you sure?
Sure.
Oh, thank you, darling. Very kind of you. Thank you.
Uncle was too happy for the new hallway. And I got up a train. Wee! There it is. Boom, boom. You're pouring, Mummy.
Well, it was the hospital. It was the hospital ringing, Mummy. We've just got to go for a check-up. People do every now and again.
Check-up?
Yes, a check-up. You know, like we go to the doctors. And doctors just check us over to see we're all right. And Mummy has to go to the hospital. And we're watching that with a lady just phoning up to see if we could go. Or if I could go.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sure you'll be with me, yes.
About Daddy.
Well, Daddy might come as well, I don't know. It's at 1 o'clock on Thursday the 9th of March.
So, Daddy.
Daddy might very well. Might be Daddy's lunchtime and Daddy might come to look after you so that you don't have to come to the hospital. Well, quite exciting places to look at. But sometimes...
Where is that big red post box?
Oh, that's a different hospital, yes. Yes, you're thinking about the one in York, aren't you? Where there's a huge post box at the entrance to the hospital. But this is Withington Hospital, just down the road. And there can be exciting places to watch, but if you're waiting a long time, which sometimes you are, I think you'll get terribly bored. Do you remember when we went to Withenshaw last year, Withenshaw Hospital? In the waiting room there was that beautiful big red bus. And Mummy and Daddy had tried all over the place to buy a big red bus and we couldn't find one. We went to the outpatients in Withenshaw Hospital and they had a beautiful big red bus. And you played with it all the time. You probably don't remember that.
Let's sing it.
I sing it? I can't sing it, darling.
No, you're singing, please.
What do you want me to sing?
That echo red bus.
Little red bus. I only know one song about a bus, and that's the wheels on the bus. Is that the one you mean?
No. A big red bus.
Big red bus? I don't think I know a song about a big red bus.
Yeah.
Well, how's it go?
Wheels on the bus go red.
Some mercy, silly Billy. That's the wheels on the bus go round and round, but you substituted the word red.
Red.
No wonder I didn't know that song. You've just made it up.
Red.
All right, we'll sing that one then. The wheels on the bus go
red.
Red. Wheels on the bus go red. All day long. That's the little bus, the little book you have called the Little Yellow Bus. And that plays a tune and at the end it goes doesn't it? Well, it is Valentine's Day, Thomas, so I suppose we can just sing about red.
I don't know where to read it.
I'm not sure where the book is, sweetheart. Well, let's just sing it again. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round, all day long. The story about the little yellow bus, what happens?
Yellow.
Can you not remember?
No.
Well, the driver is called Pete and he has a little yellow bus. And one day... Pardon?
Is it called that yellow bus?
Well, I think he just calls it his little yellow bus, but we could give it a name if you like. What would you like to call it?
Auntie Frank.
Auntie Frank? Oh, Thomas, you called your fish Auntie Frank. Can't call the bus Auntie Frank as well. Can we?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, we'll think of a name for the little yellow bus. And the driver and the bus are stuck in traffic, aren't they, one day? And the driver's fed up with this and he said, it's time we had a day off, little yellow bus. It's time we took a day in the country. So the following morning, the driver gets up and he washes and polishes his little bus, doesn't he? And they set off for a day in the country. And I think it's supposed to be just the driver and the bus. But all the way along, he meets people who want lifts, doesn't he? Like this, and people riding bicycles who were stuck in the rain, and there's an elderly lady, and there's a lady with some children, and they're all tired of walking, and two boys, one of them has a flat tire on his bicycle, and all sorts of things happen, and one by one, a little yellow bus picks them up, doesn't he? And then, who do they meet at the side of the road who's broken down?
A helicopter. And yeah. A pilot lift home.
That's right. Well, one of the things is, yes, a pilot lands in a field, isn't he, in a helicopter, and he says, may I have a lift home?
But no, thanks. I'm going home now in my helicopter.
No, that isn't part of the story, does it, say? Now, what happens? Who breaks down at the side of the road?
The ice cream man,
and the ice cream man says to the bus, my ice cream man's broken down, all the ice cream's going to melt, so he gives it to all the passengers on the bus, doesn't he? So there they are, they've all had a nice day out, they've all had a lift, and they've all had an ice cream, and the driver says to his little yellow bus, it's been a great day out, it's been just like a normal day picking up all these passengers. And who else is in the storybook? Do you remember there's an old lady?
No.
And what was she riding in before she saw the bus?
Talk start.
In a what?
In the dark dot.
In the dark dot, you're just making things up now. And she's riding in the basket of a hot air balloon, isn't she?
We're starting this dark dot.
Oh, Tom, is she going to knock the horse off? Oh, poor horse. It's not nice, is it?
This is the police car. Nina!
Oh, the train's turned into a police car, has it? It's interesting.
Don't flash and beebles.
Has it? It's got flashing lights.
Nina, it's not stopped. The horse is crying.
Why is the horse crying?
This is police car. Nina!
Or has the police car come to the horse because the horse is crying, or is the horse crying because he's seen the policeman?
See a policeman.
Oh, well, what's he done then?
The horse naughty horse!
Naughty horse? Has he been a naughty horse? Mm. Oh dear, how can a horse be naughty? What's he done?
Frightened someone's beer.
He's frightened somebody's what?
Someone's beer.
Frightened somebody's beer?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Smack her.
Pardon, darling.
Smack that icky mummy. Naughty mummy. Policeman's thing.
The policeman said naughty mummy. Well, what am I supposed to do?
And bash that train over there. Up in your land.
I bashed a train. What train, love?
It's tray.
Tray? Oh, the tray. Purdy's tray.
Yeah.
I walked into Purdy's tray earlier on and a water bowl fell over, didn't it? I hardly think we need to call the police out for that though, Thomas.
And the policeman said, what's going on?
Did he? The policeman said, what's going on? And what did Mummy say?
Oh God, the policeman. No, yes it is. And they're not. Naughty Mummy. Policeman says.
Well, it's a funny thing, Thomas, because when I walked into the tray and knocked Purdy's water bowl over, I remember the water going on the floor, and I remember picking up a cloth and wiping it up. I don't remember any policeman coming and telling me I was a naughty girl. You didn't even bother to come through to see what had happened. You just shouted, what's happened?
I looked.
Did you look? Did you peep? Did you see me mopping up the water?
No.
No, you didn't, you see, because you didn't bother coming through, did you?
No.
No, you just asked me what had happened. You're a monkey, monkey, Thomas. We're getting all this ironing done, which is good, isn't it?
No, it's definitely not a smarty again.
Oh, no, I said when the smarties had gone, no more. That's why I asked you twice.
I've got them on here.
Have you? So you have. That's why I was asking you if you were sure you wanted to give them away to me.
And I said, oh no.
Did I?
Yeah.
Can't remember.
I need a big comedian.
trailer, the trailer, the car.
What would you like, darling?
The trailer and the car.
Okay.
And it's a key.
All right, how's that?
I don't like it, little boy.
You don't like a little boy? Well, let's leave him. Let's put him over there by your juice. He is the driver of the car, though.
Oh, my God,
my God. Pardon?
That boy said.
What did he say?
Crying, I can't hold it.
Oh, the little boy's crying because he wants to go in the trailer and you said no.
It's mine.
Ah, no, it's not, Thomas.
Is it his?
No, no, no. What have we said about sharing?
It's mine.
Something may belong to you, but when other people come, it's nice to share, isn't it? You go to Becky's house and you go to Isabel's house and Bethany's house and Jake's house. Just imagine if when you got there all the time they said, you can't touch my toys, Thomas, they're mine. You can't go in there, Thomas, it's mine. You can't have a Smartie, it's mine. You'd be terribly upset, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm one.
Precisely because you'd want one, you'd want to join in, you'd like to play with the toys and see what's happening. And fair enough, all those people have at times got a little bit upset and said things are theirs. But in the end, it's all been sorted out and you've both played with things together and done things together. And it's the same when people come here. At first you might enjoy showing off your toys and then you get a little bit fed up because other people are playing with them. But that's all part of playing together and sharing, isn't it? It is nice to share things. And if you let people share things here, then when you go to their house, they're happy to let you share their toys. Yes?
No, dirty.
Because you're very generous with Mummy and Daddy, aren't you? And Nan and Grandad. You like us to share things with you. Is that the racing car driver?
It's the train driver.
Is it? Well, our train driver's gone missing, hasn't he? I don't know what's happened to him.
Got a head steady on his chair.
Pardon, sweetheart.
Who's under this chair? That chair?
Who's under the chair?
Another train driver.
No, the train driver's been missing a long, long time, Thomas. The train driver. The little Duplo train driver, he's got little blue dungarees, hasn't he? And his head moves around and his arms move around, but we've not seen him for a long time. He's gone missing. I don't know what's happened to him. We had him one day and gone the next, didn't you?
It's a playgroup.
It's a playgroup?
Yeah.
No, we've not taken him out, Thomas. We've taken the train many times when we've gone to weddings and christenings. We've always taken the train because it's something that you've been happy to play with quietly at tables, isn't it?
More trailers.
We haven't got any more trailers now. But we've never taken the trailer around playgroup.
More cranes.
We haven't a crane either. But when we take
a digger.
Yes, we've got a digger. Would you like a digger?
About Dizzy.
What do you mean, what about? Oh, Dizzy's upstairs. Dizzy the mixer's in the bathroom. And he has been for quite a few weeks now.
He's got a hamburger, lots of vegetables in him. Lots of Smarties.
He's got vegetables, has he? See, fruit and veg, Laurie.
I can have Smarties.
Are you?
I can have a lid.
It's cheeky, isn't it? Cheeky, cheeky, meeky.
The cheeky mummy.
Mummy's not cheeky, is she?
Where's the train?
Pardon?
So
when we've taken the little Lego train to places, we've always checked that we've got everything before we've come home.
Lego.
This was just one of the days in the summertime, when one day you had the trolley driver and the next day you didn't, so we don't know what's happened to him.
Broken causes the train drive. It's the police car, Nina, Nina. This is the big car. This is a fire engine. This is the fire engine.
Is it?
Mm. Nina, Nina.
The train's turned into a fire engine now, has he?
Mm.
Mm.
This is the fireman. There's a fireman in there.
Yes.
He's going, Nina, baby.
And where are they going to, Thomas?
Fire service.
They're in the fire service, but where are they going to? Who's got a fire?
You.
I have.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness me. Well, the candle's lit. And I've got a hot iron in my hand, but I don't think we're on fire yet, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, where? Where have we got a fire that Mummy doesn't know about?
There.
Oh, there, on the edge of the table. Gosh. Oh,
fire engine coming in.
Oh, I hope he gets to you very quickly before it spreads. Hello, fireman. Oh, I am pleased to see you. Thomas says we've got a fire on the edge of the tablecloth. Can you help me, please?
Okay. Thanks, Mummy.
Thank you, fireman. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I've done it.
Oh, well done, fireman. Thank you, Thomas, for pointing out the fire. It's very clever.
That's very clever, you, Mummy.
Bye-bye, fireman. Thank you. Would you like a cup of tea before you go?
Yeah, a boat. I'm driving off.
Oh, are you driving off? Well, would you like some tea first, or do you have to go and put out another fire somewhere?
Another fire, yeah.
Another fire? Oh, gosh, so really the fireman's a little bit too busy to have a cup of tea with Mummy, isn't he?
Yeah, that near that flower.
Oh, near the flower on the tablecloth?
Yeah.
There's another fire, is there?
Nino, Nino.
I hope he doesn't notice the candle burning at the other end of the table, Thomas. Otherwise, he will be upset because it's a big flame, isn't it? Look at that.
Nina. Nina. I need a cup of tea.
Oh, here you are, fireman. There's one I've just made, a nice fresh pot. Would you like milk?
No thanks. Tea and coffee and milk.
But would you like... would you like tea or coffee?
Tea.
Tea. And would you like milk in the cup first?
No.
No.
I need some sugar.
You'd like some sugar. How many spoonfuls of sugar would you like?
One.
One. There we are. There's the tea. There's the sugar. And look, we'll leave a little jug of milk at the side just in case he changes his mind and wants to pop some milk. Right.
Leave your milk. That's a fine. That's a fine. With all his coffee and milk, and his coffee, and his tea and his sugar.
He's had tea, coffee, a tea and coffee.
And then your fire, and then your flower there.
Oh, that's good. He's put the fire out, has he?
Yeah.
I hope this iron isn't making a nuisance with the noise. It's getting a bit noisy now, isn't it? Can you hear it?
Yes.
Can you hear the noise annoying you, Thomas? You put your hands over your ears. Does that mean it says?
You'll find there. Fire on there.
I've got a fire there, have I?
Yeah. Fireman's going. Nina, Nina.
Did you get wet then? Probably pressed the spray button on the iron, didn't you? Did you get wet?
Yeah.
Terribly sorry.
Nina, I put a fire out.
I was going to say, it's your fault to put the fire out, Thomas. The more water there is.
It's
gone out. Help it. It's missing out.
Is it? The fire's better?
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
The smoke. That's the fire this now.
All the engines are parked up. Are you all at the fire station?
You know your fire's on there. You have to help fireman.
Help, fireman. I've got a fire on the tablecloth. Please come quickly.
I called your mum and grandma first.
Oh, no, I haven't time to talk to grandma and grandma. There's a fire to put out. Quick. Help.
I finished my cooking and go Nino, Nino.
You finished your talking?
Nino, Nino.
You finish your talking to grandma and grandma so you can come rescue me now, are you?
It's better now. I wish you down in that pickle tree. Good mum and granddad. Stop mum and granddad. Help. You're just so fine. You're the help.
Help. Oh, I'm just cooking some chips for Thomas's tea and the chip pan's caught on fire. It's Auntie Mabel. Do you think the fireman will help me, Thomas?
Yeah. Fire engine's coming, Auntie Mabel. You've got a fire there.
On that flower this time?
Yeah. It's your chip on
the
fire.
Oh, I see. You're pretending that the flower is a chip pan, are you?
I need a big cloth.
Oh, right. Well, let's get a tea towel. Where's it gone? There we are. That's right. That's what you do with chip pan fries, isn't it?
Yeah. Put water in them.
No. No. You dampen the tea towel. You run the tea towel under the tap till it's damp. And you squeeze out the water and then you throw the cloth onto the chip pan. You stand well back, but you used to throw it on. But you never pour hot water. Never pour water onto hot fat. That's my chip pan.
It's warm now.
The fireman probably used a fire blanket, didn't he? We have a fire blanket somewhere. I think it's. Oh, Thomas! Oh dear! I'd forgotten we had a lit candle at the end of the table. Oh no, I shouldn't laugh because that was really very, very dangerous.
That's rubbish!
No, it wasn't actually. No, I didn't laugh actually because the tea towel, darling, wasn't damp. It's just dry and I didn't realise you were going to throw it on top of the candle and the tea towel's on fire now.
It's not.
Oh dear.
Your chip's on fire.
Wasn't quite expecting
your chip's on fire, Auntie Mabel.
Yes.
Nina.
Goodness me, that took Mummy by surprise.
That's Mum's laugh.
No, I wasn't laughing, but it was shocked, Thomas. I was horrified. I was shocked at what you'd done. Now, you only ever put it on the chip pan fire, Thomas.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I didn't expect you to throw it onto the candle. Because you want the candle, isn't really a fire. It's a special sort of fire, isn't it, when the candle's lit?
It's a fire.
No, it's a candle.
No, it's a fire.
Can you smell the nice smell? Whoopsie-daisy. Oh, dear, it looks like the fire engine's had an accident there. The fire engine crashed. Oh heck. Oh dear, you look shocked now. You just had a fright.
No, I don't have to. Nina! Take off. And the police car's crashed too.
Oh, the police car's crashed too?
Yeah.
Why have they both crashed? What's happened?
Your big doggy poof.
Don't be silly, Thomas. Did they slip on some mud?
Yeah.
They both skid on some mud on the road because they were driving very quickly.
It's going the truck slipped on the road and ruined it.
Well, who's going to rescue them if the police come? Luckily, the ambulance hasn't crashed, has it?
I need to clean the lift and open it.
I bet you do, yes. I need something. It'd be a terrible accident, hasn't it?
I need a big dumb lorry.
Do you? And I'll go see what we can find. Would you like to blow the candle out now, Thomas? Right, now don't touch it. We'll leave it there. It's like a birthday cake, isn't it? Right, now sit still, you mustn't touch it. We're going to sing happy birthday to somebody.
No, I need to blow it.
You need to blow it, okay. Oh, well done. Now, can you smell that nice smell? It smells beautiful, doesn't it? Right, I think it's time we changed you. Look at the smoke now.
No one, I need to play on the table.
Well, you maybe do need to play on the table, so I think we could do a better new change.
No, no, I don't need that at all.
You don't need it at all?
No, no, I need to play.
Yes, darling, carry on playing in a minute, but I think we need to get you changed.
No, no, no.
Yes, don't get so upset.
No, no, I don't need to sit down. Carry.
Well, listen, darling, if we don't get you changed, then you're going to end up very wet. And then. Oh, sweetheart, and then.
Don't sit down.
Just see, instead of getting changed, you'll have to go upstairs and have a big bath. And then you'll be even longer without playing on the table. Would you like to talk to this little girl?
No.
No.
No, I don't like that at all.
You don't like it at all? No, I'm not going to battle with you.
Oh, no. It's upside down.
What's upside down?
It's not like very easy to want to open me. Oh.
That little boy that you wouldn't let sit on the car. He's just jumped down your vest. You don't know whether to laugh or cry. Shall we put Teddy Tubbies on?
Yeah.
Let's just put the picture on.
I need to squeak it to my
up. No, you don't need it to squeak.
Yeah. Oh, not like that. It could blow down my dress.
It's not your dress, it's your vest.
Not vest, it's jumper juice.
No, that's your vest. You wear a little vest. Won't you? You don't wear a dress, Thomas. Mummy wears dresses. Grandma wears dresses.
My granddad.
No, granddad doesn't wear dresses, nor does daddy. Oh, Thomas. It's a bit confusing, really, though, because you wear trousers and so does mummy. But mummy wears dresses and you don't. Mummy, you're looking at me, isn't she? Right, she's going to just lie down.
No, help me.
You sound like a steam train going, or a little puppy.
A train.
It's a funny noise, isn't it? Isn't it? What a funny noise. What a funny noise.
It's a Teletubbies.
Can you see the Teletubbies?
No. Can't see them.
Well, let's be quickety quick about this and then we can. Shall I tell you what's happening?
Yeah.
Looks like a little boy's eating. I'm not quite sure what he's eating.
lemon.
A lemon? No, don't get a lemon. It might be an apple or a piece of toast. Gee, I can't tell what it is they're eating. I think they're all eating different things, actually.
A printer it is. What? Yes! Telephones are there.
Well, you've seen the video before, so you
think it's smart as that ecobite. But it can go smart.
But they're not. You just said that.
I need to wake up.
You need to wake up, do you?
My granddad. Granddad. Need to wake up now.
Mm-hmm. That silly noise.
I please wish.
I've just got rid of the steam and we finished doing some ironing. So that noise is gone. Now you're starting up.
I'm filming a tail-up and I heard that. And I heard it.
Right, could you lie down, please, Toss? The sooner we get it still, the sooner you can
I
go.
I need to lie down.
No.
Would you
like a pillow?
No, yeah.
If you propped it with a pillow. Because listen, the longer you're messing about, the longer it takes us to do this. If you just lie still, we could have it done in 2 minutes. Couldn't we? You mess pot.
I'm not. And you take. Was that Auntie Mabel?
Auntie Mabel? No, Auntie Mabel's on in the mornings.
It's mornings now.
No, it isn't. It's just that the telly tippers are on a video. Mind you, we do have Auntie Mabel on video as well. Which is your favourite telly tippy?
Twin and Blipsy.
Blipsy?
And Lulu.
And Lulu.
And I got protected and Dobby Toast. Naughty Nuno!
Oh, Nuno cleans it to be custard and to be toast, doesn't he, when the others have spilt it? Do you know what I think it is, Thomas?
Yeah.
You're right, they're lemons. They're lemons! I didn't believe you when you said they were lemons. It's oranges and lemons, isn't it?
It's
lemons. Yes, it is. I think it's in Spain. What I think they've done, Thomas, they've picked... Ah, that's an orange. They've picked some lemons off the tree and they've picked some oranges and they put them in a basket, but the two little boys are now peeling an orange. It's an orange they're eating. But they certainly did gather some lemons. It looks like it might be their grandfather because they're a much older man, aren't they?
More like
Grandma Bealby, is it? Yeah, so maybe Grandma Bealby's ever been picking oranges and lemons in Spain. But...
Brothers and Polly Tommy like me. Grandma's got a Polly Tommy.
Grandma's got a Polly Tommy, has he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is this and Grandma Bealby better?
Is he better? Well, we haven't seen him for a while, have we?
No. It's a long way away. Finding
themselves
up in the air.
Finding themselves up in the air. Well, Grandma and Grandma Bealby do live a long way away. Here we are. We've got a beautiful, clean boy again.
Dirty boy.
You're not a dirty boy.
Yes, I am. Look at my van talking.
Little white van, yes, it's just driving away, isn't it? It's been to the house next to Sue's. What do you think it's been doing?
Burning our wood.
Been doing what?
Tinky Winky and Poe.
You can see Tinky Winky and Poe. What are they doing?
I think I'll be custard.
They're eating to be custard, aren't they?
No. Heard a funny noise.
Did you? What did you hear?
Big birds coming out of your hair. Big birds coming out of your hair.
Big birds are coming out of my hair? Mm.
A lion.
And a lion?
Eat your hair.
Oh, that would be a funny noise. And I think if Mummy realised that was happening, she'd be making a funny noise as well.
Mummy,
shh, trousers on, quick.
Mummy, Lola's come.
Oh, Thomas.
Lola's coming there. And Lola's boo.
Quick. Cranny, you're the slowest child to dress. Will you be
quiet? Lullaboo! Mummy lullaboo! And Lola!
Mama's got a ball, has she?
Lola, I love that long hair like you.
Mama's got lovely hair like me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
A lovely fit.
Slippers on quickly.
Powder.
No, we don't need powder now, do we?
Hoodie.
No, all that. Come on, slippers on quickly. And seeing as we've got the hairbrush, let's just brush your hair.
Okay, I need to brush it.
Yes, you brush it then. You brush it to make yourself
look warm.
Smart boy, well, your head's warm. It is quite warm. It isn't too hot though, is it? I think I'll just finish it off, sweetheart. How's that? When you get very hot, your hair sticks to your head, doesn't it? You get very sweaty. Okay, how's that?
Get down.
Get down.
On the floor.